Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So is it weird to invite kids to your kid's birthday party if you've never met their parents before?
My daughter's birthday is coming up, and this is her first big birthday party because she was kind of born during COVID. We have family out of town, and because she was born during COVID and we were self-inflicted quarantining so strongly, we didn't really go out and meet other kids like at a preschool or a daycare. So now that's changed, and she has friends at daycare who she calls her friends. And the thing is, we do a half-day program where it's normally full day, so my husband gets there kind of later than normal drop-off because he's a stay-at-home dad, and then I pick her up midday around lunch. So we never see any of the other parents of the other kids in the class. We get little videos of them together. She mentions them by name. Like, you can see they hold hands or read books together. Like, you can tell they're friends in what the the daycare is sending us, because they send us photos and videos. But we've never met their parents. We've never even seen their parents. And, you know, these parents may not even know that my daughter exists because of her, like, amended schedule at the daycare. I would like to invite some of these friends of hers to her birthday party coming up. But I don't know how to even get in touch. I'd have to go through the school, which is fine. But trying to think as a parent, if I got a birthday invitation from a parent I've never met for a child I may not know about, is that totally weird, or would you want it anyway and be able to say just no thanks?
Well, before the school year even started, like, was there, did you get a directory with everybody's name and stuff in it?
No.
Okay.
No, and it's not like that. And it doesn't really... Because it's more of a daycare, it just kind of goes year-round. It's not really on, like, a school calendar.
Oh,
so
okay.
There was no, like, big orientation, meet the teacher. It's not really like that.
Okay.
Even though they do learn stuff. And so it's just, I was sitting here thinking, and I was like, we've never had an opportunity to meet these parents.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want my daughter to have a birthday party without inviting her friends.
Huh.
Well, I would make invitations. And I would send them to the daycare and ask the teacher to give them to XYZ students and put it in their backpacks.
But as a parent getting that, would you be weirded out? Like, that your kid was invited to somebody's...
No, I think this is actually more common than you
really
think.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting weirded out if there aren't going to be any other kids at the party.
There are going to be kids at the party. She has other friends outside the daycare.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I wouldn't think twice about it.
Mm-mm.
Really? Okay.
Not even twice about it.
I remember that being completely normal when I was a kid. Like, we would always get invited to other classmates parties and things like that without them, their parents ever having met our parents. And I remember my mom would drop me off and it was like it was nothing.
All right, that's making me feel better, because I always feel like really up in my head about this, thinking about like I'm and feeling kind of like a failure as a mom that I'm not friends with all these other parents and we haven't exchanged numbers. I've never even met them. I know their kids' names. Mm-hmm. I know what their kids look like. Mm-hmm. I know what jacket their kids wear because Hazel will try to bring it home or whatever, which feels very weird to know that about someone else's child having never met them. I've had conversations with these kids. They're the cutest things ever when I pick Hazel up. And to not like a formal relationship with the kids, but to have engaged with them and know them as my daughter's friend, and they talk about my daughter to me, and then never knowing their parents. And it just feels almost, I don't want to say overstepping in a way, or like,
no.
I'm in someone's personal family life and business, and kind of like a, how dare you? You don't know me. You don't know my child. Like,
no.
Here's Jordan. Hey, Jordan, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, man, my son, he's 5 years old, and he got a birthday invitation last weekend for one of his friends in class. I have never met the parents. I've never known that. And we went to the party. My wife even texted the lady because she put a number on the invitation to see what she wanted. And we went, and it was the best time my kid had. It was like a jumping place, like a inside park. It was the best time.
Yeah.
We still go. I wouldn't feel no way about it. I would just send the invitation and see what happens.
Nah. I'm curious, on a day-to-day, what's the percentage of thoughts you have about your parenting that are, I am a great mom, as opposed to, I'm screwing things up or overreacting?
Probably 50-50.
50-50.
Mm-hmm,
you know, in reality, that's not even close, right?
I think it is.
No, it's not.
Are you saying it's like 90 failing 10?
No,
you're way harder on yourself than you need to be.
But I think this is a mom thing. I think this is a parent thing. I think that we slip up one time and we forget about the 100 great things we've done, or maybe we overthink one situation, but you're just being protective. You're an amazing mom.
Thank you. Thanks. And I'm trying. And I think somebody on the show once said, like, the bad parents don't ever question themselves on whether or not they're being bad parents. And I like to be self-aware, but I also know myself. And I know that I miss a lot of social cues for whatever reason. Like, I just don't understand the way things are done. And I don't know if it's my upbringing, if there's something else going on, but sometimes I just don't get it, or I miss the mark, or, oh, I didn't realize that was important. So I'm very hyper aware of doing things that would make other people feel uncomfortable because I've missed some kind of, like, that's not how we do things. That's not how it's supposed to happen. And so I overthink it.
You're over analytical, but I get where you're coming. You can be awkward sauce sometimes, but it's not in a bad way. So in this instance, I think you're being overcritical on yourself. I don't think any parent at Hazel's daycare is going to think twice about getting a birthday invitation from her and the fact that you all haven't met.
That's awesome, because I literally thought you guys were going to be like, don't do it. It's weird.
No.
Hey, Cynthia, good morning. Normalize this for Cassie.
Hi, good morning. First of all, Cassie, you're a great mom. Honestly, this is normal. You can send out the invitations without knowing. And just like you said, you've seen pictures of her little friends. I'm pretty sure the other parents have seen pictures of Hazel. Because if you're using an app, the parents are also can see that. So they can probably see, like, oh, that's a new little girl in class. I did a birthday party for my daughter, and I only invited certain kids. So you could do that as well. Or you can invite the whole class. I mean, it's really up to you. So it doesn't matter. And even as they get older, they'll get invited to, you know, parties from their friends and stuff, and you've never met their parents. So that's okay. Like, that's all normal.
Now, if you were asking the kids to spend the night,
no, I'm good.
Well, then that's a different story.
I don't want to be responsible for anyone else's kids.
The Burt Show.